Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Rick Snyder and several other officials will have to answer for the scandal in court.
Ex-governor of Michigan criminally charged in Flint water crisis. Trump EPA's parting gift to polluters, severe restrictions on all future pollution regulations. U.S. emissions plummet.
Good.
Due to coronavirus.
Oh.
Plus, world's biggest battery farm now online in California.
All of those stories online and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Where's your snarky comment?
Well, I banned Donald Trump from the Green News Report, so I got nothing.
Sad.
I know. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it has been years and years and years, it seems, but maybe a little bit of accountability finally in Flint, Michigan?
Yes, former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with 2 counts of willful neglect of duty for his role in the Flint water crisis. In 2014, an unelected manager appointed by Snyder ordered the city's water supply switched to the polluted Flint River to save money. The untreated water leached lead from pipes, poisoning the city's drinking water. And then state officials failed to act long after scientific evidence showed that residents in the predominantly black city were suffering from toxic lead poisoning, which causes health ailments and learning disabilities in children.
18 months later, before they acted on it.
The switch also caused an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease that killed 12 people. The new charges are a welcome step in accountability and recovery for Flint, according to Democratic Representative Dan Kildee in an interview with WXYZ in Detroit.
Justice for the people of Flint comes in lots of different forms. Making things right for the people of Flint is an important part of that, but a very important part is holding the people who did this to Flint responsible.
Snyder's lawyer called the charges meritless. If convicted, the Republican Snyder faces up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, a $1,000 fine. These are 2 misdemeanor charges. He'll never go to jail for a year. He probably won't even go to jail for a day. I think those lawyers ought to be thanking prosecutors at this point rather than complaining about it.
In Washington, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency launched a surprise attack on the incoming Biden administration's ability to tackle man-made climate change. Less than a week before President-elect Joe Biden takes office on Wednesday, as Trump was being impeached for the second time for inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol, his EPA finalized a new climate rule that effectively prohibits all future limits on greenhouse gas emissions from any stationary industrial source other than power plants. The new rule sets a threshold designating any industry responsible for less than 3% of national emissions as exempt from all future emissions regulations permanently. It may sound small, but that threshold actually exempts prolific polluters like oil and gas production and refineries. The Biden administration and Congress can take actions to repeal the new rule, but it is just one of the many tangles and traps set by the Trump administration that will take time and focus to unravel.
But with Democrats in the majority in both the House and Senate, they can simply overturn it with the Congressional Review Act, right?
Right, but they have a lot of crises on their plate to deal with.
Yeah, they're going to be busy.
Trump EPA political appointees also interfered with scientific assessments of a specific type of forever chemicals in drinking water. PFAS chemicals used in firefighting foam, carpeting, and food packaging are linked to numerous ailments. Politico reports that appointees at EPA overruled the agency's career scientists to weaken a major health assessment for the toxic chemicals, which contaminate the drinking water of nearly 1 million Americans.
Can that be overturned as well with the Congressional Review Act?
No, that's a health assessment, which means the Biden EPA would have to go back and do the entire process of reassessing all over again.
Oh, you're right. They're going to have a lot of work ahead of them.
Good news, but for the worst possible reason. U.S. annual greenhouse gas emissions in 2020 fell by the greatest amount since World War II, 10%, according to a new estimate by the Rhodium Group. Global annual emissions also dropped more than 7% in 2020, but it's no cause for celebration because it's due to the coronavirus pandemic slamming the brakes on the global economy. Mm. The drop was temporary and emissions will climb again as the economy recovers, but it does conclusively demonstrate that structural changes to reduce fossil fuel use will succeed in delivering big emissions reductions. Finally, one of the big structural changes to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is now underway in the U.S. Just 5 years ago, a utility-sized battery project of 20 megawatts was considered big. Now a 300-megawatt project, the largest in the world, has gone online in California. And an even bigger battery storage project is slated to come online in Florida by the end of 2021. Just one of many. So there's that.
There's that. I'll take it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.